Welcome. This is Risky Business News, a podcast with cybersecurity news read and prepared by Catherine Campano. Risky Business News is brought to you today by application allow listing software maker Airlock Digital. In today's top story, the Albanian government announced on Wednesday that it will be cutting all diplomatic relations with Iran in the aftermath of a major cyber attack that hit government systems, marking the first time when a cyber attack has escalated this severely in the political realm. In a recorded video statement published on YouTube, Albania's Prime Minister Edi Rama said that after concluding an investigation into the incident, they found indisputable evidence that Iranian state-sponsored hackers were behind the cyber attack that took place earlier this year, on July 15, and which crippled multiple of the Albanian government's IT systems. Rama gave Iranian diplomats 24 hours to close the embassy and leave the country. While the Iranian government denied being involved in the attack, NATO, the White House, and the UK government published statements in support of the Albanian government and its attribution of the attack to the Tehran regime. The US called Iran's attack on its NATO ally a troubling precedent and promised to take further action to hold Iran accountable. But while Iranian officials denied any involvement, both Mandiant and Microsoft have analyzed malware used in the attack and also linked it back to multiple past instances of Iranian cyber espionage operations and tools. Microsoft, which was also involved in the Albanian government's response to the incident, said it was able to link the incident to four different Iranian APTs and detailed how they worked together to breach the Albanian government's networks as far back as 2021, steal data, and then deploy their wiper and ransomware combo in this July's attack. The incident is still fresh and political analysts are still probing sources to find out what went into this aggressive reaction from the Tirana government, but the general sentiment is that NATO partners backed and pushed Albania into its decision as a way to signal to other cyber-aggressive countries that a line is being crossed when entire government IT networks are being wiped just because someone wants to attack one of their exiled political opponents. Now moving on to other government-related news. The US State Department said this week that they would be sponsoring a 9-day training program named Unhiding Hidden Cobra, which will train six partner nations on the risk associated with North Korean malware and cyber activity. According to US officials, the partner nations are located in the Western Hemisphere, Africa, and Asia, and participants will be staff from computer security incident response teams and entities with similar roles from the country's public and private sectors. Similarly, on a related topic, an FBI official said this week that the State Department's Rewards for Justice program, which offers money for tips on high-valued cybercrime gangs, has already borne some fruits, but the official declined to provide more details. Meanwhile, in Europe, the European Union is working on a new set of cybersecurity-related rules for IoT vendors that are expected to be unveiled next week and enter into effect by 2024. According to a leaked version of the upcoming Cyber Resilience Act obtained by Euractiv, IoT product vendors will have to regularly test their own devices for vulnerabilities, inform authorities and consumers about ongoing attacks, ship quick fixes and regular security updates for the product's entire lifespan, and ensure confidentiality of user data, including using encryption. IoT vendors which do not comply with these new requirements could risk fines of up to 50 million euros or 2.5% of their annual turnover, whichever is higher, and the EU will also get the power to recall and ban products that are not compliant. In cybersecurity news from the technology sector, certificate authority Let's Encrypt announced earlier this week that it will be finally adding new server infrastructure later this month that will allow it to support revoking certificates via certificate revocation lists, a feature that has been long requested by many members of the cybersecurity industry. Elsewhere, PQ Shield, a UK company specialized in providing post-quantum cryptography technology, said it developed a system through which it can add post-quantum crypto attack protections to the Signal Secure Instant Messaging client. The company said they are willing to provide this technology to Signal for free under a pro bono agreement. Also, in other tech-related news, after adding end-to-end encryption support to some of its products last year, Amazon's Ring announced this week plans to expand this feature to new products and specifically to its line of battery-powered security cameras. Also in tech news, Apple said during the iPhone 14 product launch conference this week that the new iOS 16 operating system will start rolling out to users next week on September 12th, which also means that the new lockdown mode security feature will also become broadly available to the company's users. Moving on to privacy-related news, an academic study carried out by three researchers from NortonLifeLock found that 8 out of 10 websites that feature an on-site search functionality end up leaking user-performed search queries to advertisers running ads on their sites. For the study, researchers analyzed the internet's top 1 million websites and found a search bar on more than half, finding that 81.3% of these websites leaked their search queries. Now moving on to APT-related news, Google's threat analysis group said in a report on Wednesday that some of the former affiliates and initial access brokers that previously worked with the Conti ransomware gang have switched over the past months to running operations that targeted the Ukrainian government. Google said these affiliates are what CERT Ukraine has been tracking as the UAC 98 threat actor. Also, in another mixture of APT and ransomware news, in another report published a few hours later on the same day, Microsoft security team said that it found that Nemesis Kitten, also known as Dev0270, a subgroup of the Phosphorus Iranian APT, has also been engaging in ransomware attacks as a form to generate profits for operators and their employers. Also in cyber espionage news, Cisco Talos published a report this week covering recent attacks carried out by the Lazarus North Korean APT against private companies and energy providers in the US, Canada, and Japan. Cisco said the initial point of entry for these attacks was VMware Horizon servers, and that final payloads were typically malware such as vSingle and YamaBot, and a new malware strain named Magic Rat. Another interesting report also came from Mandiant on Thursday, which added a new APT to its catalog, namely APT-42, a cyber espionage group they say operates on behalf of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps intelligence organization. Mandiant said this group is what other companies know as Phosphorus, TA-453, Yellow Garuda, or Charming Kitten. However, despite the intersection with Phosphorus, Mandiant said that APT-42 and Dev0270, the Phosphorus subgroup that engaged in ransomware attacks detailed earlier, there appears to be no connection between the two. Nevertheless, Mandiant said that even if Dev0270 is not what falls under its APT-42 umbrella, the group discovered by Microsoft also appears to work for the same government agency as well. In addition, in separate research that also covers the same APT-42 cluster group, CertFalab researchers published a review of recent attacks carried out by the group, which they call Charming Kitten, focusing on their social engineering tactics and especially on their recent modus operandi that revolves around impersonating experts in Middle Eastern topics to set up audio and video calls with their targets, hoping to lure them on malicious sites or malware downloads. Moving on to threat intelligence news, we have some bad news for WordPress site operators courtesy of web application firewall provider Wordfence, which reported on Thursday that threat actors used a recently disclosed vulnerability in the Backup Buddy WordPress plugin to compromise WordPress sites. Both Wordfence and iThemes, the plugin's developers, said that attacks against this plugin have been taking place since at least August 27, at least a full week before a security update was released in early September. According to iThemes, the vulnerability exploited in the attacks allows a threat actor to view the contents of any file on a WordPress server and can lead to situations where attackers read sensitive WordPress installation configuration files. In other news, SentinelOne researchers said they noticed a new recent trend in the cybercrime underground, where some ransomware gangs have adopted intermittent encryption, also known as partial encryption of victim files, as a technique to speed up encryption operations and possibly evade detection by security tools. Among the groups who have adopted this technique are ransomware operators like Kik, Agenda, Black Cat, Black Basta, and Play. Also in threat intelligence and cybercrime news, Advanced Intelligence CEO Vitalik Kremets noted that several CobalStrike command and control servers operated by ransomware gangs have been getting DDoSed this week with anti-Russia and anti-Ukraine war messages. The attacks come after the infrastructure of the Lockbit ransomware gang also suffered similar DDoS attacks last week. In vulnerability-related news, the team behind the Go programming language launched this week a new website meant to serve as a global database for security flaws in the Go programming language and its libraries. The new website can be found at vuln.go.dev. And last but not least, news broke on Thursday that Patreon had fired its entire security team. In a statement provided to databreaches.net after the Risky Biz newsletter went out on Friday, Patreon denied the rumor and said that it fired only 5 employees. The company also said that it partnered with external companies to, we quote, develop security capabilities and conduct regular security assessments, end quote. This is it for today's news. Today's show was sponsored by application allow listing software maker Airlock Digital. You can find links to all reports in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com or on our website at risky.biz.